Yeah, so we've been working with our community to identify the hotspots, and they've been giving us very good information and intel to identify where the areas of greatest concern are. We've targeted a number of sites over the weekend. We've issued 31 infringement notices to the value of $322. There are other areas that we will be targeting as part of an ongoing blitz over the next couple of months with assistance from the QPS. That's been very successful over the weekend, and we'll continue to focus our efforts on those areas that are of greatest concern to our community. We are aware, and our staff are trained to work with people that may be homeless, and the team are well established and set up to assist those people to the support services networks. We've been working very, very closely with our community services team and state support services to assist those people that are doing it tough and are maybe homeless. To our campers coming to the region, we have an abundance of wonderful caravan parks. There's currently a lot of vacancy there available for those that want to head there at very reasonable rates. Our streets are not designed for campers. There's no amenities in those places, and often we're finding lots of rubbish and damage to sensitive environmental areas around those areas. So those campgrounds located throughout the region are the best locations for people to enjoy the region and to stay in those wonderful places.